You're listening to another podcast on HockeyProspect.com.
I am here with Vaughn Kingsford, Michael Dalcole of the Greater Toronto Hockey League. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. So, Michael, start off by telling us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 4 for the Vaughn Kings, number 91. I consider myself offensive-minded forward with high hockey IQ and good around the net. I also like to consider myself a good two-way player, responsible on my own end, and a good leader.
Well, your coaches and you yourself have compare yourself to NHL player Rick Nash. What is it about his game that you find some of those similarities?
Well, I think he's obviously a good leader on and off the ice. You know, he's really good scorer. He's good around the net, puts a lot of points up, but he's also good in his own end. And you know, I also see similarities with the player Evgeny Malkin. I think he's big, skill, and puts up a lot of points.
What is it about both those players that you'd like to see yourself improve more on that they do very well?
Their skating. They're both big guys, but they use their speed really well to blow by D. And, you know, that's something I've been definitely working on this off season and during the season in my skating, because that's a huge part of the game now. And if I want to make the jump to the next level, that's something I need to work on.
So you've been with the Vaughn Kings for a few years now. You've been the captain. You're a leader. What kind of experiences have you taken from that?
I think it's a lot of responsibility at the minor major level to be a captain. You really have to be, you have to communicate well with the coaches, your teammates. You know, I've taken that, had a lot of honor with that, and I don't know. I just want to keep on improving.
And the team itself has done well over the past 2 years, finishing in fourth this year. What is your main goal, not only as a person but as a team as well, moving forward?
Well, obviously we want to make a deep playoff run, you know, and then the OHL Cup is huge. You know, that's been the main goal since the beginning of the season is, you know, make it to the OHL Cup and hopefully come out on top.
Your coaches have said as well, you're a very humble player. You're not one to get a hot head. Good attitude is such a key part in this game. How important is it for you to not let those types of emotions overwhelm you in the game?
Oh, yeah, it's very important. You know, I'm a very humble kid. You know, on the ice, things don't go my way. I'm not the guy who's going to slam a stick or, you know, yell at the refs or anything like that. I just try to keep my emotions in check and really focus on the game, because I think the mental part of the game is huge, and it really makes a difference.
Now, you've also said that you're quite loud on the bench. You definitely like to make a statement there, but you're quiet off of the ice.
Yeah, I'm a pretty quiet kid off the ice. You know, I'm really easygoing kid, but, you know, I'm also kind of a joker if you get to know me. But, you know, on the ice, I really like to encourage my teammates. You know, if things aren't going their way, I like to give him a pat on the back and just continue trying to make them improve their game.
So how do you find that balance? Like you said, you like to be a joker off the ice, but you're very serious on the ice. How do you find that healthy balance?
Well, as soon as I, you know, get to the rink, it's a different mindset, because, you know, as soon as I get to the rink, I'm really focusing on the game. I have my mind on the opposing team, the opposing goalies, and the opposing players. And pretty much as soon as I step through those doors, I know it's totally different. I'm in a different zone.
Now, I want to talk, you mentioned the OHL Cup. We will get to that a little bit, but something that happened just a couple weeks ago, you were one of 40 players selected to participate in the third annual GTHL Top Prospects game. What was that like when you first got that call?
You know, it was a huge honor. You know, that game was really fun. I think it was a great experience. You know, I had a pretty good game. I put up some points. I got a couple goals, and it was just a really fun game.
Was it a shock to you getting that call? I mean, you're a great player, that's no secret, but was it still a very happy surprise getting that call?
Yeah, I was happy. I kind of expected it, you know. I thought I'd been having a good year, and I really, you know, I didn't really know of it until a couple weeks before, for I saw it on the GTHL website, but, you know, I expected to be on the team.
So what was the main thing you gained from that experience, if you can pinpoint one thing?
Oh, just, you know, playing with the great players of the league. I just wanted to pick up on things that they do well and just try to continue to improve my game.
Now, how was it playing for the great Wendell Clark? Any helpful pieces of advice from him?
No, not really. He was kind of actually pretty quiet on the bench. He didn't say too much. The assistant coaches from teams in the league kind of put the lines together and stuff. He wasn't too vocal, but, you know, he just tried to make us keep it simple and, you know, not try to do too much out there.
Interesting. You're definitely a bigger guy on the ice, 6'2", 180 pounds. You've always been a taller and bigger guy on the ice. And how have you used that to your advantage?
Well, yeah, I've always been pretty big since I was young, so I like to really protect the puck in the offensive zone. And that's how I get a lot of my opportunities, by really protecting the puck and, you know, winning my battles, because I have that advantage over the smaller guys. But, you know, I'm not the most physical guy out there, but, you know, I don't shy away from it because I'm more of an offensive-minded guy. But, yeah, the big body definitely helps.
But now there are a lot of, as you approach that age, where a lot of other players in your league, your category, are growing in size as well. As they all catch up in size and height, how are you adjusting your game in order to stay that much more elite and ahead of them?
Well, I think the off season, you know, getting stronger. I have to work on my leg strength, get stronger, my lower body and my core, and just try to stay out of the game. Because I know at the next level, guys are going to be a lot older, a lot bigger, and a lot stronger. So, you know, the off season, you really have to improve your strength.
Speaking of the next level, OHL draft, that's going to come up pretty fast already. There's a lot of talk around that. You're predicted to go first round. What does that mean for you?
Well, yeah, it's a great honor. But, you know, I'm keeping my options open. You know, my parents really like the NCAA route as well. So, you know, both options are good, but, you know, the drafts, that's not the main goal. You know, I want to be the NHL draft's really the overall goal for me, and that's coming up in, you know, 3 years. But, you know, I'm just trying to improve my game and get stronger.
So whichever path you choose, what is it that you can say about your game that will stand out above all the other great players out there?
You know, my hockey IQ is really high. I have good vision. You know, I can score. I'm a good two-way player, and just my leadership qualities, too. I'm a good all-around guy. I'm humble, and, you know, I'm just a good team player.
And as I said, still a lot of growth ahead for you. You mentioned your skating. That's something you want to work on. How have you been – what have you been doing to improve on that?
I work with Barb Underhill. She's kind of my skating coach. I've been working with her since May. And really, she's really helped me improve my stride. You know, I was really clunky before, and now I'm trying to, you know, really just use all my strength I have in my legs, and I'm going to continue working with her until, you know, I think I have to work on other things, but that's my main goal right now.
Well, congratulations on everything. You definitely seem to have a great head on your shoulders. Thank you for joining me, and good luck not only in the upcoming playoffs, but in the future as well. Michael Dowcole.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.